Senator Len Susio. Coalition wants to ban residential electricity suppliers. Lawmakers who spoke in favor of the ban Monday included U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal and former Senator Len Susio, the Republican from Meriden, who has publicly tussled, to say the least, with his supplier and utilities over increased amounts on his bill. And here he is with us this morning, Len Susio, and you got Richard Blumenthal.
Yeah, what's that about?
Boy, I'll tell you.
You and Blumenthal agree on something.
Wow.
Boy, I'll tell you, it must be a cold day in July for that to happen. Wow.
Well, they do say that politics makes for a strange bedfellows.
Yeah, but Len, I know you've been on these third-party providers. I mean, I'm amazed that these people are even allowed to operate.
I never understood that. I'm surprised they let them in the state.
Yes. Well, again, I learned a lot last year after I got involved in this controversy over the billing inaccuracies, which I first experienced in my electric bills. I observed that I was being told that in the next month I would be charged 7 cents per kilowatt hour. Mm-hmm. I was getting charged about 13 cents in the following month, and this was going on for months. So that provoked me to get interested in this issue and find out what was going on. What I found out was that the utilities who were sending the bill did no kind of checking, or they had no system to confirm the accuracy of the data. They were just accepting whatever the third-party suppliers were sending to them. And it does affect potentially about 500,000 households in Connecticut. We're talking about 25% of the Eversource customers are contract with third-party suppliers, and almost a third of the United Illuminating customers contract with third-party suppliers. And so that was the thing that got me going, was billing inaccuracies, that were in the electric bills that people from United Illuminating or Eversource were getting. But then I got to know Council Katz. She's the Office of Consumer Counsel in Connecticut. They were very helpful to me understanding the complex regulations involving electric utilities in Connecticut. And what I learned really alarmed me, because not only were there inaccuracies in the billings, and there was no system or set of procedures to confirm the reliability of the billing, but then I found out that many of these third-party suppliers were involved in unscrupulous marketing practices to try to induce people to sign up for them as a source of electricity. Ellen Katz, the Consumer Counsel, had her staff do some studies, and they found out that about 8 out of 10 residential customers were paying more than the standard offer rate. And the whole idea of deregulating this market and calling for competition was to benefit consumers and to get them lower rates. But so far, the experience has been just the opposite, that a very high percentage of people who contract with these third parties are paying higher than they would have paid if they were actually purchasing directly from United Illuminating or from Eversource.
And they made you feel that you were going to have it at a very reasonable price, and then they just gave it to you later on, right?
That's right. And Brad, in my opinion, I'm not necessarily calling at this point in time for an end to the market like Council Katz has. And by the way, the Attorney General from Massachusetts is calling for an end to the market up there as well. But what I do believe is appropriate right now is a public hearing on the issues and an investigation by the legislature to learn more about this. As I said, I was totally surprised by what I learned because of my experience last year. I attended at least 8 hearings at the Public Utility Regulatory Authority in New Britain regarding the billing practices, and that's when I got exposed to this other information that I find very alarming. And the criticism I would have of PURA is that it didn't act fast enough and it didn't have a sense of urgency. They've known about, for example, the billing errors, and they've known about some of these practices, marketing practices, for several years now, but there was no sense of urgency at all in it. In my real life, I'm an expert in the bank regulations. I deal with the banks all around the country and the federal regulators. And I can tell you this, if something like this happened in the banking field, heads would roll, there would be heavy fines and penalties, and there would be a cease and desist order issued within 30 days.
You know, Len, I've always been fascinated at how, and again, I'm not trying to disparage these companies. Listen, I don't know them from Adam. I'm not hooked up with any of them. My town's got its own power grid, thankfully. But I'm just fascinated that we keep hearing about these problems, yet these companies, these third-party providers, are allowed to keep operating in the state. There's a disconnect somewhere, is there not?
Yes, well, that's why Consumer Counsel Katz is really calling for an end to the competitive market in Connecticut, because she's seen enough to convince her that it's not working to the best interests of consumers, and accordingly, there should be a hearing. I believe that that might be a possible way out, but I also believe that we need to give the regulators some authority. One of the alarming things I found out when I was going through the process last year is that even when there's a proven case of overcharging, the authority, the Public Utility Regulatory Authority, has no authority to order restitution. They can fine the supplier, but they can't order the supplier to pay back to consumers what they overcharge. So one of the things I hope the hearings bring out are not only exposing some of these abusive practices, but they do give the authority to order restitution when overcharging has been proven to be true in a particular case.
Well, again, this is something that, you know, and people find it easier. I've talked to several folks that come into the state, and they really say, you know something, people laugh at us because we just let them in, and we think we're going to save money, and they end up making money, and that we have that kind of a reputation.
Well, you know, if you stay on top of it and you're diligent, you have definitely can save money. I know, like, I've got another contract right now that has got a very good rate. Now, the thing is, you've got to watch it. You've got to keep your eye on it. You got to read your bill every month and make certain they're charging you what they said they were going to charge you, and there are no billing errors. And just be very careful when you're solicited, you know, for a really good deal. If it's too good to be true, it's probably not true. And they seem to particularly take advantage of the elderly.
Elderly, sure, yeah, yeah.
You know, the people who might be, let's say, have a little bit more difficult time understanding some of these complicated pitches that they throw at you. You know, we'll give you a credit card with $50 free credit on it. Sign up for buying your utility electricity from us. That kind of a thing. And that's where the Office of the Consumer Counsel is very concerned. So the legislature should, we already have some of the highest electric prices in the entire country. And this is just exacerbating it. So it's appropriate. I hope the legislature will conduct public hearings and listen and find out what the abusive practices have been and give the authority more authority to act, and by the way, demand that the authority address these issues with a greater sense of urgency, not with a kind of relaxed attitude that it has had for several years now. Because again, this is not something that's brand new that we just found out yesterday. We've known, and they've known, this has been going on for at least two or three years now, if not longer.
Okay, my friend, thank you again.
Excellent.
And just keep us informed like you always do.
I'm your official correspondent from the Capitol.
That's it. I like that. It works for us. Thanks, Len.
Okay.
We appreciate it.
We'll be right back, my friend.